Hail and well met. Welcome back to another episode of Self-Evident. My name is Eliana and I'm here with
Jenna,
Kenna Rose,
and the amazing, wonderful
Rebecca Leland.
Yeah! Okay, so we are so excited to have her on. And Rebecca, how long have we been waiting to have you on?
Day one. I was your first fan. Uh-huh. I'm gonna claim it. And, like, from day one, I was like, can't wait to be on, can't wait. And you guys were always like, yes, we'll have you on sometime. You ended up having Reba Hurvis on, and I took that emotionally pretty roughly. But we're here. We have arrived. I am so excited. Ear-to-ear smiles.
And how are you connected with Reba Hurvis, just so everyone can...
Yeah, so Reba Hurvis is Overshadowed Theatrical Productions, and I do a podcast with her on YouTube called... From the Wings.
You and should it's subscribe. So cool. It's pretty good.
So go check pretty that good. Out pretty and we good. Will we'll put
that's
a link,
high praise
a link
coming from
that.
Kenna Rose.
That's true.
Okay, I listened to the episodes and I like them.
Hey, just the fact that you listen. We just got 300 subscribers today.
Yes!
I would snap, but it would not sound good.
That is absolutely okay. We've been like yelling into our mics. So.
Well, we are so happy to have you on, Rebecca, as seen on From the Wings. And yeah.
Practical so, celebrity here, guys.
That's right. We are in the presence of I'm someone blushing. Who is incredible. She is. It's true.
I really am.
It's really cute. Okay. So we wanted to bring up the topic of discussing where to find Christ-centered community. Mm. And I think that this is something that's like especially big because... you know, fellowship is so important for your walk with Christ. So, yeah, I'm going to hand that off to Rebecca. What would you have to say?
Yeah, God has been growing me in, I think, this topic in the last 2 years specifically. So I was in full-time ministry for 7 years, and that was like all life-encompassing. Like my friends were my work friends, and it was really cool. But then I left that. And I didn't have community. Like, I looked around and didn't really have, like, people. So I joined my church officially as a member. And I would go to church. And I'm an extrovert. So the women around here knowing me is like, well, obviously you don't need to say that. But for those who don't know me, extrovert. Like, on the high extreme scale. But I would go to church. I would sit down. And I would be so nervous and not want to approach anyone. Because I have this feeling that I need to be approached at least once. I need to be invited into a space. Right. And once you invite me, I'm there.
Yeah.
And like the space is mine cool. And I can chat with anyone. But no one was like inviting me in. So I felt so out of place. And I would kind of just run out every single Sunday. And it was not healthy and it was not good. And I was not becoming a part of my community. So at my church, they started a young adults event.
Yeah.
Where they invited, and there was like 40 people who came up to the first one, and they just had worship and a message. And I went to a couple of them, and then one of the women leaders asked if I wanted to do social media for it. And I was like, oh, I'd love to. And that was my invite. And that was my ownership of the event. And then about 3 months after that, she came up to me telling me that she was going to step down from the position of like co-leader, and if I wanted to be that position. I said, yes, of course I do. And that's kind of where it started, where God gave me that like in, and then he gave me the talents to then be that leader, and then now to raise up future leaders. And that's just giving people a small in, giving them a small piece of, hey, I want to invite you into the young adult ministry.
Amen. And you do that so, so incredibly well. And I know that I've been really blessed by that. As I've gone to those young adults events and everything. And
gone to, and you are part of the leadership team.
That is true. I did recently join the leadership team.
That's amazing, yeah. Ellie. Congratulations.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been such a joy. So thank you.
I think, too, the fact that, because these events have gotten really big, and there are a lot of young adults coming.
Yeah.
And so I think it's indicative, the fact that there is such a need for community among young adults, and we can just see it in terms of how many young adults have a very difficult time finding community.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, loneliness is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And so I think the fact that this community has grown so big shows just a need for it.
Absolutely. And would you like to share what we're at now? How many do we have attending?
We had 120.
That's
crazy.
Awesome. Started out at 40. Yeah.
Yeah, and most of them, most of them don't even go to
the church.
Yeah.
I would say about, like I think we have one-third go to the church, and then two-thirds are coming from different campuses.
Or even different churches.
Or even different churches, yeah.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
And so a lot of this came about because people needed community, and so they started to create it. So we were going to... wonder, what are some things you know about creating a community, especially a Christ-centered community?
Yeah.
Even for people who are, like, not as extroverted as you are.
So I want to say there's hope. You don't need to be an extrovert, but you need to trust God. He has given us all skills, but also there's something to be said for sometimes he doesn't give you the skill that he wants you to use. So he wants you to walk into somebody that you might not feel, you probably won't feel prepared for, but I think we're all called toward it. We're called toward community. Our God is a communal God, like God three in one.
Hospitality is a command in the
Amen.
Bible.
Amen. So it's like, okay, how do we do that? And I think for me, it ended up being get a part of your church, like serve somewhere. It doesn't have to be a church, it can be a ministry, but get involved somewhere, and it can be with your gift, but it also could just be something that you want to grow in. But I think getting involved in something and sticking to it and be committed to it is a way that community starts, or be that person that creates an event. Because I think a lot of people will want to go to events, but they don't want to start the event because they're scared if people will come or not. But put that in God's hands. Be like, okay, God, I'm gonna follow your will. I'm going to make an event for bowling. I want to go bowling with some young adults. Reach out to some people you know. Tell them to invite people. And people will come because there is such a need and a thirst for specifically young adult community. Right now between the ages of 18 and 35. And if you think about it, like from all of history, the age of getting married and starting a family life, like it is at an all-time high as far as the age. Like the average woman having a child now is 27 in the United States. That is like crazy.
That is crazy.
And so if you're not even having children, not getting married, there's so many singles and there's so many lonely singles. And I think we have also talked about just like this idea of toxic masculinity, but there's toxic femininity. And I think that's way more important to talk about.
There's a lot of toxic people.
A lot of toxicness.
There's just a lot of toxic down there.
Yeah. I think just so many things have gone into why we're so lonely and why we're feeling this way and why we're feeling disconnected. But I think the way to stop that is be the person you are seeking. So we're all looking for a leader. Be the leader. Be the someone who starts, initiate something. And ask God for the strength to do that. Because it is scary. Like even as an extrovert to go outside of my comfort zone, I don't do it very often because I feel very comfortable pretty much everywhere. But God really honors that when you do that and you take that step of faith.
For sure.
And I think it's important to note too that if you do start some of those things, it might take a couple times for a group to really get going.
Amen.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Waiting, yeah. I really like what you said about gifts and like how you might not always be in your area of gifts. And I also want to point out that like sometimes you won't even know your gifts until you do go and you do things like you start events, you invite people, you reach out in that way. And sometimes that even helps your gifts become more apparent. So if you're someone who's like, you know, I hear all this thing about gifts and spiritual gifts, and I don't really feel like I have like any strong areas. Sometimes what it does take is just starting and doing something, and God will lead you in the area of your gifts.
Amen. And even growing yourself as a believer, I think a second thing I would say of how to grow community is discipleship. Like it is in scripture very clearly, women, older women come underneath younger women, and then younger women be encouraging older women. And I think it's, you can learn your gifts through seeking Christ with other women. So I think for me, like finding a spiritual mentor was very big. And then finding women that I could mentor is really big, because that will draw out of you and build in you different gifts that you can use. And
Absolutely.
That's a gift just to communicate.
And it's the same for men in you know, the
Huge,
other cases,
yeah.
Young men finding, you know, older men who are able to lead them in those ways, I think it's just so incredibly important.
It always goes back to why God set up community the way he did, because yes, your family is important, and it's so important to like have a good relationship with siblings, with parents. Then you need to be able to have somebody in your life that is pouring into you spiritually and that you can also pour into. Because like what you were saying with trying to find somebody that you can mentor yourself, that is so huge, especially for your growth in Christ as well, because it forces you to like pursue the scriptures even more, because you're like, I want to give good advice to
follow
this person.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
Exactly.
Paul's words. Yep.
And allowing yourself to be mentored in the same way is I know that like even I have a tendency to close in and like not be super open and that sort of thing. And when you're able to just like set that some of that aside, and even the pride that comes along with that, and understand that like God puts people in your life for specific reasons, and sometimes you're the person that's mentoring other people, and sometimes, you know, other people are the people that mentor you. And so allowing that
So much of community really does involve being willing to allow others to help bear your burdens as well as bearing other burdens yourself.
Yes, amen. Which is a biblical command.
You also said earlier about toxic masculinity is a thing. Yeah. But toxic femininity is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had just recently posted on your Instagram, which, by the way, guys, you need to go follow Rebecca Leland. Oh, she has the best daily posts, the best wisdom, the best
so interesting
scripture verses. So it's wonderful. So encouraging to follow you.
Thank you.
No, I genuinely mean that. Like, I really, really do appreciate like reading your thoughts and being able to glean from you. When you posted recently about how wonderful it is to embrace femininity and glory in being a woman, and a lot of us today, I think it's coming back a little bit, because if you noticed in like the department stores and everything, you're seeing more like little ribbons and bows and like pink dresses and everything. And I do think that is mainly because of, you know, 2023 with the
whole Barbie,
yes, the whole Barbie phenomenon. But shallow. It's a very, very shallow plastic femininity. And so I really wanted to jump into that. How did you go about and realize like it's so great to be a woman?
Yeah.
And it's so great to like just dress and feel beautiful and just glory in the goodness that God has given you.
Yeah. It was a journey as always, right? So I'm 6 foot tall.
Praise which is God. Amazing.
Yes. He uses every one of those feet. But I think I've always struggled with the feeling of feeling feminine because I'm so tall, and it's such a topic of conversation. And I've always been, as my mother says, big boned, and that's just a fun word of saying thicker, curvier. And so even when I was younger, pretty much all through my youth, all through even young adulthood, up until recently, like this past year, I have struggled with femininity and feeling beautifully made. And so I hid that because it was a thought that I had not allowed to give to God. And it was something that Satan was using as a stronghold in my life that I wasn't even aware of. But God took me out of a situation that I started to get a lot healthier because I was in kind of an unhealthy mental space. And just life space, not giving a lot to God, not surrendering some things. And it was affecting me because if you believe in Jesus Christ, your Savior, you are free from the ultimate condemnation of sin, which is separation from God forever. But still being in this earth, we have consequences for sin. If you choose not to go God's way, you're going to feel some consequences. We are not free from some consequences here on earth, a lot of consequences. And my consequence for not following after God's plan was just really, really unhealthy for my body. But once I got out of that, I started getting a lot healthier. And even just looking at the things I ate and things like that. And as I went back to the form, the physical form of what God had desired for me, I started looking in the mirror and being like, wow, like, I'm beautiful. But it wasn't even just the outside, it was the inside. I was allowing God to show me who He had created me to be, and how honestly I had to like get down on my hands and knees and ask God's forgiveness for looking at the person that He created for the past 28 years and like bashing it, because I had no right to say what God made was not good, and I was living in a lie of what Satan had for me. And it was such a like crazy moment, being like, okay, God, this is it. Like, I'm done looking at myself saying, oh, the way that the world says beauty should be, and I'm not that. I'm 6 foot tall, I'm curvy, all these things, that I need to stop looking at that, and I need to have my eyes on You. What is like godly femininity? And like Proverbs 31, just go there, read about her. She makes her arms strong, and Queen. She is like an entrepreneurial like baddie.
Yeah.
And she is known around the town, and she brings honor to her husband, and she prays. She was up early, she was bed late, just all these things. And you're like, okay, I love this. Like, this is who I want to be, this woman, and I can
and
be
don't,
this woman.
And don't forget the fashion. She clothes herself with scarlet and purple linen.
Girlie's looking good.
Yes.
Right?
She knows it. Amen. Too.
And I think for me, one very tangible part of this is pants. And so, LOL, I'm wearing pants right now. But I've told myself that unless they're very nice, nice, nice pants, I'm going to only try to wear pants once a week. And this is not in a law way or condemnation. But the way I feel in a dress and the way I feel in a skirt is beautiful. And what this reel was kind of going back toward, and the whole point, is that God has bestowed beauty on women for a reason. And like, I was not living in that truth of like, wow, guys don't get this. And like, in today's 21st century, people were like, oh no, guys can have it. No, no, no. You look at a man and he can be handsome.
So we were interrupted because the air conditioner went on. Turns out our conversation and the truth that Rebecca was dropping here was just so hot that the entire building needed to cool off. They're like, hold up, guys. Hold up. We need an ice bucket bath right now. So, Rebecca, we need it. We need to go back.
Yes.
I believe you were talking about pants.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, not in a legalistic way, but for myself, I have chosen to wear dresses or skirts more than I wear pants, just because I would gravitate toward pants.
It's easier to hide behind pants when you're feeling, when you're not, because I've also experienced this as well. Mm. When you don't feel feminine, it's easier to hide behind pants because they seem to be less, like, out there.
Attention grab. Like, no one, if you're wearing a skirt, I found, or a dress, women probably, honestly, 9 times out of 10 will say, I love your dress or I love your skirt. But if I'm wearing pants, no one will really comment on my pants or say they look feminine. I would say pants rarely look feminine. And they're obviously, they're coming to mind, feminine pants, but dresses and skirts, like, 100% look feminine.
So it's largely, it's like, even with this topic, it's largely a heart thing, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%.
Of like, this is where I want to honor what God has made me. And so I choose to wear skirts because of the heart posture 100%, behind it.
100%.
Yeah, that, and also makes you act in a more feminine way because you can't sit certain ways. You can't walk certain ways. It just makes you more aware of, like, how God created you.
And actually, it makes you walk differently, too.
It
like,
does.
I
You're
walk
gliding.
Like a girl.
Yes. Yeah. And it's so great.
And it's beautiful. And again, like, going back to the whole, like, duck thing, is, like, when you look at nature, God made a lot of the female animals less beautiful than the males, because the males need to look all beautiful to attract a mate. And then the females need to look less beautiful, and they need to hide in nature to be able to be protected from prey. But with humans, God literally said, switch that. Yes. I'm going to make the woman the beautiful one. And he did that for a purpose, because everything he does is done with a purpose. And I think we need to live out that truth and live out our purpose, which is to be beautiful and to not hide that and to not look to the world's definition of beauty. Because when we look to that, it's not realistic. It's not biblical. It's not godly. But look to scripture. What does it look like? And when we're living that out, it is beautiful. Like, all my most beautiful friends, when I look at them, they are just shining out Christ and they're shining out femininity.
Yeah, it's a radiance that shines through you, and less of like a, oh, I have this many freckles in my eyes or this many inches from my nose. But it's like a radiance that just comes out of you when you are centered in Christ. And Amen. I think, that it's so important and so incredibly cool.
Amen. So incredibly cool. I agree.
I don't remember which passage of scripture this is, but it's the one where I think it's Paul who's talking about how man is the glory of creation, right? Mm. And a woman is the glory of man. And a lot of women get really triggered by this because they're like, oh, that just means we're just man's little, you know, purse or something like that. That's just gross. Mm. No, but if you're actually looking at it like a pyramid, where it's just like, okay, so this is man. And then the woman, this is the crown jewel of creation. We are the glory of the glory of creation, which is just astonishing. So go out there and know that you are glorious.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful.
Isn't that incredible?
That is stunning.
Becca Merkel, everyone.
Becca Merkel.
Even exile.
Mic drop. You hyped it up on this podcast.
Yes, we did.
And I wrote it down somewhere and then lost that. So I'm glad that this will come out in this podcast, or you'll just text that to me, because I was like, I need to read that book. That sounds amazing.
It's such an encouraging
Glory of Exile.
Book. It's called Even Exile.
I also want to bring up, because I know as, like, growing up, I would be considered pretty much a tomboy. Like, I love the outdoors. I love, like, unconventional things in a lot of ways. And there's so many women that are like that. And for the longest time, I would get tripped up because I would look at, like, conventionally feminine things, and I would think, like, somehow it's less than to do that. And I just, like, I've also become so aware of the fact that it's not less than, like, pink isn't less than, you know what I mean? Like flowers aren't less than. Instead, those are beautiful things that God created. And so
and also, femininity doesn't need to be Barbie. Like, I think that's also the lie. Like, when I think of one of the most beautiful women I know, I think of my mother. And she is not a pink woman. Like, I had to just buy her first pink sweater because I wanted to match her. She's not pinky. But when I think of her, I think of beauty. And it's because she showcases Christ. So definitely, Absolutely. Like, this idea of femininity needing to be dresses and skirts and everything. Definitely not. Like, you can be feminine without being pink.
Well, absolutely. The Bible talks about a gentle and quiet spirit being true beauty. And really that fits in with it. It's having scripture and like following God and knowing who he is and what he says in his word.
Yeah, defining beauty. Having a loud spirit is also okay.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between gentle and quiet spirit and then gentle and quiet person.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, I think there's a difference.
I think gentle and quiet toward the Lord. And it's like being, like turning your ear toward him. Quiet spirit, being not attentive, being attentive.
Having a soft heart.
Yeah.
What I find so beautiful about this conversation is that a lot of what we're saying just boils down to the fact of femininity is not an accessory in any way. Mm. You're feminine because you are a woman.
Ooh.
And if you're, like, there's nothing that can change that. God Amen. Made you a woman.
You are innately glorious.
You are feminine. Oh,
put that on a t-shirt and sell it. I love that.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So that also really helped me. It is just knowing, like, nothing you can do is going to change the fact that God created you to be a woman. And so you're innately feminine. And for me, like, the beauty of flowers and, like, the outdoors is something I especially gravitate towards. And so, I don't know. I just, yeah. God made you a woman, so you are feminine.
Being feminine is just being grounded in Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Can we now switch the subject? I really, really want to hear more about Latte Fluent.
Love Latte Fluent. So Latte Fluent is an Instagram account that I started.
And it's amazing. The most aesthetic content, the most gorgeous coffee shops. It's so beautiful.
It's pretty awesome.
I am so thankful that you guys follow because I have a hearty 166 followers.
That's incredible. You know what? You are jumping up on self-evidence followers back. Like, we only have 182, okay? You are climbing those ropes.
She will surpass us. I bet it.
100%.
True. We'll both climb. But basically, the concept is I just want people to go to local coffee shops instead of going to Starbucks and Dunkin' and Maine. Like, that's literally my whole goal.
I really appreciated your why Starbucks coffee tastes this way real.
Because it's trash. It really is. And I worked there for 3 months and I stopped because there was someone who wanted to be called a gender that was not given to them by God. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, so I'm going to quit. And just the organization as a whole, it is not good. It is not a good organization. It's not run by Christians. And there's just so much money going through it for the wrong reasons. And they backed a lot of bad abortion choices that they were going to offer to their employees. And I said, nope, I'm not going. And I said, how can I make other people not go? And I think a lot of times our first reaction is to bash something, to be like, hey, don't go to this because this is bad, that is bad, this is bad. But I thought about for myself, when do I change my ways? It's through encouragement, is when I truthfully will change. So I said, okay, how can I not bash Starbucks, I guess, but how can I encourage people to do something else? And I said, local coffee shops. How can I encourage people to go to local coffee shops? Go there, take like 5 seconds of footage, put it on an Instagram reel that looks kind of cute with like some, you know, trendy music. Done.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she does just such a wonderful job. Like, I have had the honor of being able to be a part of a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
collaborator for the win.
And that's been new. Like, before it was just me doing it, but now I'm like, wait, women, I wonder if I could ask, you know, women and guys who go to coffee shops. And it's been so overwhelming in such a good way of how many people have sent in their suggestions.
That is awesome.
It has been so encouraging because then I don't have to run around the Chicagoland area and beyond. But it's people sending it in, and it's so encouraging because it's not only encouraging to have the footage, but then to have the backing and to have people say, I support you. And not only I support you in a follow, but I support you in like what you're doing. I'm going to send you content. So anyone, truthfully, anyone can go to a coffee shop, take some footage of it, send it to Latte Fluent, give me a little description of what's there, what you had to drink, and if you suggest people going. And that's the goal. And I want to be across the United States. So I'm going to be going to Pennsylvania
amazing.
And DC this next week. So I'm going to force them to go to a local coffee shop.
I'm going to text my friend. My friend right now is in San Jose, California, and she loves cafes. She loves coffees. I'm going to text her and
Please.
Say, you need to send in Please. A cafe recommendation
Please.
To Latte Fluent.
Please.
Shall do.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. And that's the goal. So literally the goal is positive reinforcement of let's do this. And like, it's an easy goal because local coffee shops have such better coffee because it's good. Starbucks has trash coffee.
And well, if you get used to corporation.
Yes, they can't. They literally cannot have good coffee. And Dunkin', let's not even start. You know what I mean? No.
So many people are going to be triggered about that.
But here's the thing. If you're triggered about that, it's because you're ignorant and you've never truly tried good coffee. And that's okay.
Yeah, no, you are right.
There is no such thing as good coffee.
Okay. All right. A tea drinker.
Oh, okay.
A teetotaler.
No, yeah, I think that we should also put this on a t-shirt. Starbucks is to Target like Dunkin' is to Walmart.
What does that mean? I want to love it.
It's the same way that...
It's like the coffee equivalent of bad food.
Oh, amen. Got you. Yeah. Like the thrift store version.
Thrift store coffee.
Yes. This is great, guys. But it's not actually anything because you're not recycling the coffee.
And it's not cheaper. It's the same price. Don't buy your coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin'. Amen.
They reuse their coffee and resell it?
Alrighty. Well, I think that about wraps up our episode today. Rebecca, thank you so much for being on. It was just such a joy, and I hope we can do it a bajillion more times.
Thank you. Like, thank you for not only obviously having me on after I pestered you, but thank you for doing a podcast like this. Like, I tell others about you guys as much as I can because I'm so proud of what you're doing, because there's not enough content, if any content, similar to what you're doing. And it's such a need, not only to have a feminine voice. Like, I love femininity, and you guys are beautiful, godly femininity sitting in this room and sharing your wisdom. Compliment. And one thing I just want to exhort you in is your scriptural knowledge. When I listened to your first two podcasts, I was floored by how much scripture you were throwing out. And I was like, I'm a little intimidated. Like, if I ever go on their podcast, I better have like scripture down. And that is what you should be making people feel. Like, you should be encouraging others, specifically women, to get into the word and to know their word, and then to use that to encourage others. So what you guys are doing in this podcast is phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that
compliment from you.
And thank you for doing what you're doing with social media and with creating community and just everything, because it's so encouraging. Like, I barely get to see you, but I'm so encouraged by every single time I come across your post, whether it's Latte Fluent, whether it's like posts that you do. It's just genuinely, all the content that you produce is just so uplifting and encouraging. And
you can tell that you love the Lord.
Absolutely. Yes, it just radiates from you. Yep. And I'm so grateful to know you.
As am I. Ladies. And we'll put links and information about Rebecca's various endeavors.
And if you do not follow her, then you are not worthy of listening to her. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. So check out the description and follow her, because you won't regret it.
You will not regret it.
Favorite content creator right here.
Go get encouraged, guys. Absolutely. Go follow Rebecca.
And with that, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. And as VeggieTales says, this is self-evident.